Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with myself, Dana Beard.
And myself, DJ Billy Antrim.
This is our sloppy seconds, baby. It's an extra special second weekly release that's basically, it's all about you.
But today we're going to do something a bit different, actually.
Oh,
yeah, we're doing something different today. Off the back of the Conservative Party.
Ooh,
I know, we don't want to bum you out. We don't want to get people down, but we want to speak about what Rishi Sunak has said at the speech in Manchester, in our hometown.
Oh, we were overrun with the cunts.
We were. And do you know what? Actually, I was working in a couple of venues DJing, and everybody knows about the new union thing where they got kicked out.
Well, not everyone does, so let's talk about that very quickly.
Yeah, so what do you know about it?
Well, I know because my boyfriend works for the same security team that was on the door.
Right.
So I don't know who he is, but someone was on like GB News or something. I can't stand that right wing trash.
I know, yeah.
I don't know how they get away with the shit they get away with. But anyway, they went on being like, making themselves a victim, like, we're being picked on because we're Tories,
yeah,
and all of this, and saying four doormen threw them out for being Tories. But what I know is one doorman and the manager kicked them out because the couple of these Tories went in with the lanyard still on.
Yeah.
Being a little bit obnoxious, but obviously the drag queen was ripping them for it. I mean, you're at a drag show, you're going to get ripped. I rip everyone for everything, especially the Tories in there. I just don't get anyone that supports a party that is so damaging.
Mm.
And especially, do you know what it is hurtful? It's hurtful when it's your family.
100%.
And it's hurtful that, I don't know who it was, but I've seen, there's a video that was gone round and of a Tory minister, and he was like, well, we won last time because we had Brexit and Boris. It was a perfect combination. And then someone else is talking to me, well, what's the plan this time, basically? And he's like, well, we'll use small boats and the trans debate. And it's just how it's so flippant and it's turned into this debate. It's just history repeating itself.
Well, that's the whole thing, right? Like, the reason they're hyper-focusing on the trans debate, which shouldn't even be a debate, but it's because they know that there's a cost of living crisis basically caused by them. Brexit's gone badly. There's all these things wrong with
HS2.
The country. Exactly. Yeah. It's
lying
easy.
In the pockets of your friends, stealing all our money, more food banks than there is McDonald's.
So they can't.
We could go on and on. All the self-employed people that are basically bankrupt after fucking
COVID.
The list goes on. They fucked us up royally.
Well, that's
NHS
the thing.
In bits, policing the worst it's ever been, underfunded, fire brigade underfunded, ambulance underfunded. Schools are crumbling. Sorry, do you want me to say
I was going to say, but that's the thing. So they can't make the next election. They can't make their campaign about those things because they fucked them up. So it has to be about something else. And they're using transphobia as a way to try win people over.
14-year-olds in this country have had a Tory government their whole life.
Yeah.
And now not going to be able to ever legally smoke. I'm sorry, if you've had a Tory government your whole life, they're the fucking people we need to give a biff to. Let the fucking kids have a smoke, for fuck's sake. Do you know what I mean?
I never thought of that. It's been so long.
It's fucked.
Yeah.
It's fucked. And I know we're in an echo chamber on here with all of our gorgeous listeners of Gossip Gaze. You know, you're our supporters, you're our allies, you're our community. But this is how I think we need to approach this convo, right? Even if, I hate to say this, but even if this trans debate, and I use inverted commas because it's not a debate, is something that people are talking about, I think the best way, especially family members, I think the best way you can say is that it's clearly a diversion tactic. Mm. And if after all those things I've just listed, your biggest concern is what someone else who doesn't affect you or bother you has between their legs or chooses to live their authentic life.
Yeah.
If that's on the top of your priority after all of that,
yeah,
then you need a serious word with yourself, really.
Yeah, it's...
What's this whole hospital thing?
What hospital thing?
They're banning trans women from being in hospital wards.
Yeah.
One, how the hell are you going to police that?
Yeah.
Because what you're going to do, that's going to be more damaging to women in general, because how are you going to police that? Show me what's between your legs. And then a lot of trans women, will they've got a vagina, so then what?
Yeah.
I don't understand how you're going to police that.
I did see something, though, off the back of that. Banksy's partner had to go to hospital recently. She put all this on social media, so I'm sure she's fine with me saying it on here. And she had to go to the NHS, and she said that her partner, who is trans, had the best experience, and even people on the ward were saying, we don't agree with what's being said. And she said, the people on the ground working are not in favour of what's being said.
Of course they're not, because there's also, I can't remember the survey, but there's never been a complaint ever.
Yeah.
There's logged. Zero NHS complaints. So they're making Alex a big deal, but actually when some stats came out recently, and it was that there were zero complaints on the ground about trans people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it's sad more than anything. And it's really sad when it's people from our own community. And I think now more than ever, when people say, well, you can be friends with people from a different political climate.
Yeah.
From a different political spectrum than you. Mm. No, I can't be friends with Tory.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I have seen that.
Especially if you're a gay one, you disgust me.
There was that
Absolutely
Tory minister.
Absolutely disgust me.
Who was kind of sticking up for being...
Saying
did you see
it was homophobic and he got thrown out.
No, there was that woman. Did you see her?
There was a woman recently. She's actually stepping down as an MP soon, if we're on about one.
Yeah.
But she was basically saying how she wants the Conservatives to be the party that gets conversion therapy ban through.
Yeah.
Because they don't want the whole... they have a bad rep already with LGBT legislation.
It is too far gone. Flogging a dead horse.
She wants the party to be the one that gets it through, but that's definitely not going to happen now after Rishi Sunak literally used transphobic statements in his speech.
Yeah.
And it's been promised. It's mad. It's like 35 times the Conservatives have promised a ban on conversion therapy.
Yeah.
And like I said, we spoke about it on the podcast before, it actually should have gone through. It's like done and dusted at the start of this year. It's just been pushed back and back and back until you get this like transphobic speech. And
trans people make up 0.2 or 0.3 of our population.
Yeah, it's tiny.
Why is it pushed to the forefront of all of our other issues when it's the real danger to women and women's spaces has always been and will always be straight cis men?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Why don't we talk about all the fucking Tory ministers that are fucking under sex fucking charges and all of this now?
Yeah.
Whatever they are, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
it's crazy because a lot of people act like this is like a new thing, right? But
example. Oh, why is Big Brother so woke?
Well, this is the
thing. No, bitch. Nadia won fucking when I was a kid. She was the best fucking contestant going.
That's 2001, exactly. I think that was. I think actually Nadia was the first trans person I ever saw on telly.
Same.
Yeah. And fab representation. Sorry, go on.
No, I was just going to say that's exactly the example I was going to give because years ago, a trans person won and there was no
uproar.
Too woke.
There was no nothing. Yeah.
It's having trans representation in the media isn't new. It's you're just now hyper-focusing
trans
on it.
Trans people aren't new. I shared a video this week about looking all the way back to Vikings, right? Mm. And there's Viking warriors, trans men.
Yeah.
That they've done DNA testing. They're buried as men. DNA testing, it's a female skeleton.
Wow.
That have lived this way.
Yeah.
Trans people have always been around. I feel like we're talking in a bit of an echo chamber, but I just hope this kind of almost inspires people to go out and really fight the fight.
Yeah, because...
And really talk the talk.
Mm.
And challenge your family members. Mm.
Speaking of which, it's... For us, it's in the future. By the time this releases, it'll be in the past. But there is a trans march in London.
Yeah, there happening. Is. Yeah, yeah, I think it's just happened this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be one in Manchester because, I don't know, we just do like... That
we just do it up here.
Yeah,
okay.
We do. Yeah,
we
just
do. Fucking do it.
The Gossip Gaze.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Shall we talk about some trans representation we've got on the TV at the moment, which I think is fab? Married at First Sight, there's Ella.
Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah.
She's got to come on here.
Yeah, we're going to try and get her on here. I'd love to get her on here. She's
amazing.
Fab. And then also Big Brother.
Hallie,
thank you. It's hard right. Because there's so many of them. I forgot the name.
So many of what?
Contestants in Big Brother.
I was going to say, has Billy gone all right wing?
So many of them. And she came out as trans the day after she went in. So, yeah, I think that was a brave move for her.
Given her climate at the minute, that must have been quite tough because she wouldn't have known how that was going to be.
She's 18.
She's young.
She's 18. She's never lived away from home. And she's gone out onto a massive platform on possibly the biggest reality show in the country right now. It definitely is.
Yeah.
And has done more for trans rights in 2 days than I can think of anyone.
Fab.
And I love that. And that's what I said on the main episode last week, that, you know, I think the best form of education is through entertainment. And I love that the first thing that happened after that is one of the straight cis girls says, okay, let's have a pronouns chat.
Yeah.
And went round the table and everyone said the pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was just a really nice example of how simple and respectful it can be. And I think it was a perfect example of how TERFs and Tory cunts and right-wing transphobes go out the way to be hateful. They've right-wing people... they need hate.
Hmm.
There's always been hate throughout it, whether it's immigrants, small boats, trans people, queer people. Rishi Sunak's speech said, quote unquote, children ought to be taught in schools about real relationships and that a man is a man and a woman is a woman. What's real relationships? That's straight people in his mind. So they're already kind of coming for the gays as well. So I think... to literally sit there as a gay Tory and go, as he says that, you're like a fucking turkey that's excited for Christmas, you daft cunt.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Good analogy.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I could really rant and I don't want to.
Other positive trans representation, do you
mean? Yeah, sorry, let's go there. Let's do some positivity.
Caramel. I'm also a big fan of Caramel.
Oh, yeah, of course. Absolutely. I'm Big Brother. On it's on the brain. On, what's it called? Drag Race.
Can't remember that show.
Drag Race. Yeah, she's doing well on Drag Race so far.
Yeah, trans woman, Caramel, and then non-binary.
Also, first black trans woman ever on RuPaul's Drag Race UK. caramel, which is very important.
Yeah.
And she's a really nice, amazing queen.
And I worked with her loads prior to the show because she used to do a Beyonce brunch and I got on with a house on fire with her. She's so nice.
Oh, I bet she does Beyonce great.
She's
I
the
can
best.
See that.
Yeah, she can dance. She knows
she
the moves.
She can dance.
Yeah, she's a really good dancer.
And she's a dancer.
She's a dancer.
I'm also a big fan of non-binary icon Banksy.
Oh, we love Banksy on this show.
We love a bit of Banksy.
Right, I won't turn it into a talk about Drag Race because otherwise I will keep going. But what do you guys think people can do? You might be listening to this and thinking like, okay, well, what can I do where I am?
I think show up. Show up to the trans rights marches.
Yep.
Show up to things like Sparkle Weekend, Tranuary. I know they're both Manchester-based. There's lots of other events. Show up, show out. Start supporting nights with drag kings, with trans and non-binary performers on the bill. Start showing up and actually being visible.
You know,
first of all,
it's such a tiny thing, but you know the notes feature on Instagram, I never see anyone use it. And the day of and after Rishi Sunak, every single person I knew put a little trans flag in their notes thing on Instagram. That was the first time I've actually seen that used on a mass scale. Even something like that, it makes people go, oh, they're supporting the trans movement, it starts a conversation, it just shows that you care 100%. And that it matters.
Yeah.
100%. I think as well, make sure you register to vote for the next election. Mm-hmm. And we need to, listen, I hate this, they're all as bad as another is a blanket for still letting the Tories get away with what they've gone through.
Yeah.
It's happened every time. We need to get them out.
Yeah.
I'd rather have anybody else in right now than them.
Same.
Anybody.
Same.
And that's desperate times.
Yeah.
But these are desperate measures.
100%.
And I think if you can support trans charities, mermaids have gone through hell.
They have, and they've come off X or Twitter at the moment because they just get so much backlash. Mermaids is for youth trans people, is that right? For like the younger generation, I think it is. I just had a little look as well. And Sparkle Weekend, which is in Manchester, is also a national charity. So support Sparkle in any way you can. Even if it's just go into the event in Manchester, it's free to attend. And it's usually... When is it again? Let me look.
And it's holding people accountable. While you're looking at those dates, it's holding people accountable. It's having conversations, awkward conversations with family. And try and line yourself with a bit of information so that when you do have the conversations, you can do it measuredly and not angrily, and hold people accountable, challenge them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially if it's family, because I think that's the only way as queer people we can break through into the hetty world, unless we want to go for a Weatherspoon's breakfast.
Ew. I just looked at when Sparkle is on, and it's Friday the 7th to Sunday the 9th of July.
Yeah.
So come to Sparkle Weekend if you can.
And I think as well, like... really rally and support people on TV. Let's get fucking Hallie the winner of Big Brother.
Yeah.
And let's prove that she's just as deserving as anyone else to not just be there, but be the winner. And I think what a great fucking thing it would be. I've got a horrible, horrible feeling that people are not going to vote for her.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking download the app. I'm going to vote. I'm going to fucking phone in. I'm going to make sure she's there to the end if I can.
Thing is, though, I feel like a lot of like-minded people watch Big Brother, so hopefully the queers can help.
I think, you know what I mean? I think so.
Yeah.
And I think let's get the fucking Tories out of Big Brother as well.
Right.
ASAP.
Fab.
ASAP.
Do we have anything else? Or is that it?
No, we don't. We're finishing on it. It's like, I feel like the whole app's tailed off. We were like passionate and fiery and now we're just like, ugh. And it's draining. And I think as well, I think the last thing that we should say is if you do have trans friends, reach out, support. Mm. Because it right now must be terrifying.
100%.
Mm. Terrifying. And I think just letting people know, hey, I'm here. Do you want to go for dinner? And you don't even have to mention, oh God, it must be so shit for you right now. You don't need to say shit like, you know what I mean?
Just
be a blanket and be a support bubble for any trans non-binary friends that we've got.
Fabulous. Well, we took a more serious approach today on the show, but it was absolutely necessary to do because they're attacking our community.
Absolutely.
So if you want to get in touch with us, share your biggest confession, Dirty Dilemma. I don't know why I say it like that, but it just feels
just started
right.
It one day and it just feels right. Dirty Diana, Dirty Dilemma. Dirty Gertie. Dirty Flirty.
Exactly. Funny stories or anything else, count crazy or cuckoo. You can get in touch by emailing us letters at gossipgazepod.com. DM us on Instagram at Gossip Gays Pod, or WhatsApp, you know where it is. The number's in the description. But we'll be back on Thursday with another main episode and potentially some guests on Thursday's episode. So yeah, we'll see you then. Thanks for tuning in, and do everything we've just told you to do.
Yeah, see you soon. Love you lots. Love yourself. Love each other. Love our trans siblings. And make sure you never, ever fuck a Tory.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.